It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. As the Hill Country was slammed with heavy rains and flooding over the past few days, we've been hearing a lot about the Highland Lakes and the system of dams in the area. And as all of that water makes its way down the Colorado River, we thought this would be a good time to get an explanation of exactly how that system works. And for that, we turn to KUT's Mose Bushell, who covers energy and the environment for KUT. Good morning, Mose.
Hi, Jennifer.
So lots of questions, sort of the specifics, the nuts and bolts about how the system of dams works in the Colorado River and in the Hill Country. So first of all, I want to ask, though, when a lot of rain falls sort of upriver from here in the Hill Country, what happens to all of that water? Does it literally just all come down the river?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it does. We have a bunch of different rivers that then feed into the Colorado River. Each of these rivers, and I'm talking like the Pedernales, Solano, San Saba, they have their own kind of river basins. It floods in those basins, and those rivers collect water. That goes to the Colorado, and it can kind of, you know, gain steam as it moves along and then create what, you know, the kind of situation we had this week, which is a river flood, essentially.
Well, in the Llano River, we're still hearing a lot about that. As a matter of fact, another flood warning is going to go into effect for the Llano River this afternoon and into the evening. So those rivers all feed into the Colorado River.
That's right.
Which then sort of snakes its way down, and that river goes through the city of Austin.
Yeah, and I want to make a point right now. A lot of what we talk about is lakes in Central Texas, and I think a lot of people don't quite understand this, maybe especially people who have recently moved here. These things we call lakes are really part of the Colorado River. So Lady Bird Lake, Lake Austin, you might go to the shore of the lake and think of it as a lake, but actually when you get a big rain event like this, you realize, no, this is a river and it can go really fast.
So talk about the system of dams along the Colorado River that have helped create the system of lakes.
Okay, so and that's why we think of them as lakes, because they are dammed off. The river is dammed off all up from Austin on upwards into the Highland Lakes. And that system is created for a few purposes. It was created for agricultural storage. People use it now, of course, also as kind of recreation. And then Lake Travis also has this capacity to hold flood water. And that's really what we're talking about right now. What we had was severe flooding on the Llano River, a lot of water rushing into the Colorado River, and we saw that the damage that flooding created all week, kind of upstream of us and even along Lake Travis. Now Lake Travis is really full of water. And I think the statistic that we've been using is that in the last week, Lake Travis got four times the amount of water from these floods that the city of Austin uses in a year. Just to kind of give you a sense of how much water has just rushed into this one reservoir. And now the Lower Colorado River Authority, which is the agency that manages these things, is trying to figure out how to move that water down the Colorado River in such a way that it doesn't, you know, because there's only so much room in Lake Travis, so that they can't let too much more water get in there, but they also don't want to exacerbate flooding further downstream.
And so that sounds like that's where the system of flood gates comes in, to sort of start alleviating some of the pressure of that water.
Right.
Talk about how a floodgate works.
I mean, there are different kinds of floodgates, but in its most simplest sense, what you have are a series of kind of openings you can create in the dam that's gonna let some of that water through. So then begin to lower, hopefully, the water levels on the other side of the dam. So, you know, Lake Travis, I think, is at about 704 feet right now. They have four floodgates open. And what we've been reporting, what everyone's been talking about, is the notion that there's a possibility they could go to more floodgates if they get higher than that 704. If they hit 714 feet, it activates the spillway, which is something they do not want because that could endanger houses.
All right, so what's the spillway?
A spillway then is essentially it's like a release valve for the extra water that they don't want. The last thing you want is a dam to overtop or anything like that, right? So this allows the water to kind of bypass the dam and then spill back down. But like I said, and this is, you know, a kind of policy issue in Texas too, in a lot of places there are actually properties in the spillways of these things, and so you're dealing with people's lives then.
And then that becomes a decision of, do we open floodgates? What happens with the spillway? There
right.
are lots of decisions,
absolutely.
Lots of factors
yeah.
that go into
yeah.
those
I mean,
decisions.
These are things that people are, you know, are probably staying up late all night thinking about this last week.
So, Mose, talk a little bit about how that water continues to move through. You talked about floodgates and how opening those sort of sends the water down. So right now in Austin, Lady Bird Lake has been rising. And anybody who's driven, you know, near downtown or over one of the bridges over, you can see it. There's even been some puddling right on Cesar Chavez at Lamar.
Yeah.
If more floodgates are opened, what might we expect to see in the Austin area?
What the LCRA was talking about earlier this week and what they say they thought, you know, might still happen is that they go to 8 floodgates. If that happened, we'd see a lot of flooding along the parks along the river and more flooding along streets. Obviously, we're seeing rain today, and that could add to flooding. It's still really kind of fluid situation, a lot of it depends on the weather.
KUT's Mose Bushell, thanks so much for your time and discussion this morning, Mose.
Thank you.
You can keep up with news about Central Texas flooding at KUT.org.